The experiment is very simple and is concealed under the wooden cover in front of you. You're in private, in a comfortable room, isolated from the outside. The air has a faint smell of delighted sensuality, and your body responds. Arousal finds its way out of your body in the simplest route available. You feel your body growing more productive, more capable. Blood flow expands vessels, and pleasure is so easy. Even rubbing your legs together, shifting in your seat, adjusting yourself, or letting a hand slide onto your inner thigh. All of it is too much. More than enough. Enough to have you teetering on the edge of the edge. You could edge. You could touch. Oh no. This is the time to focus on the experiment, the goal of the day. There are designs on the outside of the box, which is smooth, polished wood, and waiting to be lifted. You don't just yet. You look at the contours, each and every one tracing in a circle, then flowing upward across the surface, tracing them, following how the dappled sunlight through the window touches them. This shed is a special place. This was built here in order to enable the local magic field to be tested. There are other rooms attached to this one, and gardens as well as tracks and trails. It was from trails and rooms around here that the things underneath the wooden covering have been obtained, and you will reach for them. You will use them for pleasure. Before doing so, you comport your mind into a state of readiness and take the blindfold from your lap. The chair you are on is comfortable, and it reclines. There are towels within reach where you can easily get them, and you are in complete privacy. Once your vision is sealed off, you come to terms with what is about to happen. The creatures only allow climax when one is at the maximum possible stage of waiting. When climax is the only thing you can think about. When orgasm is the only thing you need. When staying still is the only thing keeping you from coming. The experience of squirting continuously, of every potential wave of pleasure inside of you being emptied out along with the emotions and thoughts attached to them. This is what waits in your future. And it is unavoidable. An energy, an emotion, an experience arises from the box, floats in the air, the warm smell of sex, the pheromonal urge for release invades your mind and flows between your legs. From between your legs, it might go anywhere. The pleasure might go anywhere. Your attention might go anywhere. The only possible escape will be out of your hands and in the hands of the experimental creature instead. And the magical field which fills this space is changing the creatures, changing their color, and by some accounts, changing their effect. Mind-altering patterns, substances, transformative influences flaring out of mere tiny contacts with these beasts. Your job today, at the behest of the local witch, is to make sure that the effects are consistent from one creature to the next. They are highly adaptable creatures, and of course, anyone might use any tactic. So the goal is to see, without you knowing, seeing or reacting externally, just what effects differ from color to color. Other experiments have been run, and you are here to fulfill and log the details to see if they accord with the existing ones. You will return as many days as it takes to catalog all of the creatures and experience their powerful pleasure. In turn, this will feed the creatures, enabling them to produce more of themselves and fulfilling their hungers day by day as you go. There is a lot of power flowing through the area, and that natural magic is being absorbed to make you more and more aroused. So the longer you wait, the closer to the edge you will be starting the experiment. Hands moving as though controlled by an outside force. Perhaps the power of the experiment itself, or the witch you reach out, blindfolded, blank, and prepare to begin your ordeal. As you blindly remove the box and set it aside, you reach out for the sleeve in front of you. You're already hard, aroused just by being nearby, and you don't know what color, what power that has been observed will be attributable to the experimental sleeve in front of you. You make a note in your mind as you keep making notes of just what you will do to fill in the report later. How aroused you are now. How much you want to touch. How many strokes it would take to get you off. You estimate 3. The sleeve taken in your hand. You bring it, lubricated already, between your legs and let it go. It slides, slithering, undulating its body, extended tendrils helping to hold it steady. But of course, they are not the primary way it attaches itself to you. It's grasping, sucking, slicked up entrance. Its mouth fastens over the head of your penis, ensuring it will stay hard. And then you slip inside, 1 inch at a time. One tiny bit of movement, its undulation placing it on you. You don't stroke, don't touch, keeping a tight grip on the side of the chair to keep yourself still and waiting. It's so much sensation, it's so early, every part of you which enters the milker causes your body to shiver. This could be the control group. It could be the sleeve, which is just the same as ordinary ones, taken from somewhere else. Or it could, oh, heat at the entrance, the mouth of the sleeve were to slid all the way onto your shaft. Heat against your balls, against the base of your penis, and spreading already. You don't know what's going to happen, but that heat is spreading, pulling thoughts from other places, here, between your legs. You try to think about your arms, your legs, your jaw, your relaxed and heavy eyelids. You try to think about anywhere else, but your mind always flows inward towards your penis, the milker around it, the tendrils attaching one by one to your balls, wrapping them snugly, but not too snug. Tight, hot, constant. The blood flow and your thoughts, both fixed on your penis and your balls. It suckles systematically, constantly keeping action on either of your balls or your penis. The frenulum is being rubbed, and the fact the sleeve is completely lodged on your penis, right to the base, is making it obvious how hard you've become, how hard you already were, how hard you will get if you let it continue working, which of course you will. For science, you have to let it keep working, for science and nothing more. Its tendrils wrap around your testes, pushing pleasure through them in rhythmic motions as testicular blood flow increases. Your thoughts focused on them seem to get pulled into the gravity of wave after wave of needy delight. When you twitch, your entire penis twitches in the sleeve's grasp, and the testes seem, oh, so heavy. You don't want to get in the sleeve's way. With a noticeable temperature increase between your legs being the only sign you've found so far of a difference from the usual milker. But you can't quite resist grasping your testicles, squeezing, lifting and dropping them. Oh, such a heavy bounce, heavy, powerful. And it sets the sperm inside ready to spurt, sets it up at the exit of the shaft, waiting to fill it up and get out. You feel the sleeve, which is holding on to the shaft, milking along it, emphatically controlling your pleasure. It grows in intensity, now moving and undulating deliberate motions that milk more than a little bit of pre-ejaculate from your form. And you notice it's only stroking halfway up your shaft. You explore the dimensions carefully up and down the shaft. It's bigger, longer. You want to look, to compare. But then the heat fills you so deeply. Your arms fall slack by your sides. Relaxing, firm heat. Insisting that if you just stay still, you'll feel so good, Nothing else will matter. You no longer even consider getting in the way, despite your penis growing so erect and long that it fills out the sleeve and pushes it further off of you. Further. Despite mostly just being around the head and the ridge of your penis, the milker is now causing waves of pre-ejaculate to flow from what must be a penis doubled in size. Your shaft expands and stands tall, proud, encapsulated, captured, enjoyed, employed, for more than just its own pleasure, but also through its erection to hold the milker in place. Held in place, it can suction tighter when you get hard enough, and it uses your excess pre-ejaculate to keep you lubricated. Lubricated enough that the growth was disguised. But now, your shaft floods with rigid delight, and the tip oozes pre-cum, stream after pre-cum stream. There's almost nothing going on in your mind as your balls are pulled very tight, but swaying, sloshing almost with the intense flood of sperm, which are filling up in them, replicating and expanding through all available space at rapid speed in response to the heat-driven transformation of penis and testes. Every second, more. Every second, more intense. So big and hard. You wonder how the sleeve will stroke a penis this large. And of course it does. It flows on and off, on and off, managing to awaken the sensation in you as it moves up and down, up and down. It's moving on you, on your expanded assets, which are taking up more and more of your blood flow, more and more of your nervous system response. There's a warm and ever-flowing energy there, which milks you from the inside out. Ever-increasing amounts of sperm waiting to flow forth. Productivity increasing to be proportionate to the size of your testes, which have by now swollen so big and warm that you have to keep your legs spread, keep them splayed, so that you can feel milked by the sleeve. The milker brings your sperm right up to the highest point that can still be considered in your balls. And from there, it prepares to squirt out. When it does escape, you know it'll be too much. Your penis is so long, it's slapping high on your belly. The sleeve adding a jiggling, well-lubricated well of euphoria up to the whole equation. It feels so good inside its folds and pleats, milking you with the warm passage within all over your shaft, sticking to it. Clinging with gravity that carries the significant knowledge that if you squirm, if you move just wrong or just right, it is going to set you off. And then the stroking stops. The powerful internal pleats of the sleeve stop. The powerful convulsions which have
caused it to climb up and fall down before they stop short, and now you are left unstimulated, having to cope with your huge shaft, the bulbous, massive head of your enlarged, engorged, enhanced penis, which you could reach out and touch, except you don't want to interfere with the experiment, so you bear it. You bear the way your overlarge shaft and balls experience every tiny movement of the air as a wonderful assailing pressure, pleasure, sensation. Your veins stand out, and it squeezes tight enough to make them feel so warm and tingly. You are tingling. You are hot. You are being edged, inched back up to the limit. There's a limitless point you could ascend to. There is room for more pleasure. It's making room for more pleasure. Most of the expansion so far has been lengthening, giving it more surface area to stroke along, and so edging you up. Now, with the temperature increase really quite noticeable, you feel your penis begin to expand outward, becoming bigger around, the pipe within, along which the cum will squirt, is getting thicker and able to emit more voluminous loads. You know that when you come, it is going to be incredible. You know that when climax happens, it will be amazing. More and more, the climax grows in meaning, in intensity. It's a big deal. It's going to be such a big deal when something as big as this shaft comes. Fueled by tanks of cum as big as the colossal balls which are making you spread your legs wider and wider just to accommodate their jiggling, sensitive, tentacle-wrapped presence. Testes and penis are both getting bigger and heavier, both getting more powerful and able. You feel yourself experiencing a heightened state of focus. The shaft moves up and down, in the grip of this sleeve. This expands the sperm vessels and makes them more able to bear cargo to the colossal member you have left in the grips of this milker. The tendrils on your balls squeeze and tenderly stroke, touching all the best places, all the most sensitive locations. Every tap on the testes, which are now quite massive, causes them to push a little bit more, ooze a little bit more pre-cum onto the top of them, oozing down from the tip over the shaft, past the milker, glazing your big balls, glazing them limitlessly. Because you imagine, with this much increased growth, you could experience so much more. You could produce so much more pre-cum, so much more seed. Sperm squirting out would be very normal. The sublime presence of your penis, which reaches most of the way up your body, and the balls which keep your legs spread. You're being kept in your position, kept so that you can only experience pleasure and allow the sleeve to milk you. The milker moving on you always through convulsive internal pressure. When the pressure rises, it pulls itself down the shaft towards your balls, and when the pressure relaxes, the sheer size of your shaft causes it to push the now stretched sleeve up toward the tip. You know all this through the tension itself, through the pressure of connection without needing sight. You can feel its tendrils on your balls, tapping sensitive locations and sending sperm up to the entrance, up the shaft to emit through the tip if you get even a little distracted. Extreme focus is needed, with the shaft so potent, the testes so large, and the sperm preparing to emit. You have to focus on holding on, holding out, waiting it all out so that what happens will be perfectly timed, perfectly deserved. This means that when it happens, you will be spurting more powerfully than ever before. From a penis more lengthy and girthy, and from balls that have been producing just so much sperm that is waiting to escape. Waiting, heavy and powerful, pent up. 10. You know it. Know it's coming. You'll note that in your report, maybe that's why it's so able to get you off, because you know exactly when climax is going to happen and can hold it off if you focus. So you stop focusing on that. 9. You're near. Your balls bounce. One potent jiggle which makes the sperm rise up and up, preparing to shoot into the milker, which is waiting at the tip of your penis for a chance to slurp up the load it is prepared. It feels heavier too, as though your penis and testes were not the only things to grow. You can only imagine what a huge size it will achieve when it is fed on your sperm. For now, you are being edged, bounced, and it quite literally bounces when it tenses up enough to slide all the way down your shaft, all the way to the base, and then back up to the top. Your sperm vessels are in trembling excitation. 8. It's more than before, and yet you still want more. 7. The sperm is preparing to emit, to squirt forth, to let itself out and into the milker's waiting opening. It's sublime, and it doesn't stop. It continues on the longer you're present here, the longer you're inside it. 6. It's stroking you intentionally now, not quite letting you out, not quite letting you escape. Every intentional stroke is bringing you closer, and it will sometimes, like now, 5, fake you out by relaxing its grip so much it almost slides off your penis, almost slides away from your slicked pre-cum covered balls, but then four, it tightens again, and it's growing more rapid, more powerful now. Three, tighter and tighter as well. The strokes are not only more common and frequent, but individually more powerful as well. So much power that two, you try to focus, to hold out, but that doesn't work. You're not past the point of no return. And then you are. The seed overspills the dam. Release. Relief. Finally. One, your squirt, squirt, spurt. Again and again, so forceful. Painting the inside of the sleeve, and some dribbles out. Just one little tiny squirt dribbles down on your balls. The sleeve is practically pushed off, but not quite, as you are so very hard after every squirt. Each and every squirt. And here is another, painting the inside of the sleeve, painting your own balls, painting the world white hot with euphoric pleasure as you recline in your seat, massive balls between your legs, and your penis hard enough to slap up against your chest. The sleeve is clinging, stretched to capacity, held on by your sheer size. And then your cock slowly goes soft, flaccid, letting the sleeve fall off only when you've climaxed, cummed. Cummed and now reached completion. With your whole body exhausted, your mind swimming, scarcely able to remember what you're going to put in your report about this, you remove your blindfold slowly, with languid, lazy fingers on your exhausted hands. This red sleeve, you notice, as it slithers out of sight, freed. Heat and the squirting in your penis combine to create a picture of only thinking about your balls, your shaft, and your surrender. And also thinking about what the next sleeve is going to do to you. As you lose your grip, your consciousness, your thoughts, your awareness, and the last dregs of sperm in your only slowly shrinking penis and balls. And you are so eager to find out, it seems impossible to stop volunteering. You can't miss out, can you? Semen, every fold, every crease, every suckling part. Horny, you must be patient. Volunteer for the next trial when I have it ready. Take your time and let the desire build up. When you need to climax, when you've waited, untouched long enough to be a nice meal for them, then it will be time. When you are turned on enough, you can just feel the flood of seed forming inside you. Come back. For science, of course. For your own good health. For any other reason. any other excuse you can concoct, but it's really about surrendering, about climaxing. See you when you come back, and I know you will.